Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Nun Gimel, Shabbos 53b, pagination page 106. The Mishnah and Gemara are dealing over here with different items that animals might be wearing on Shabbos, either for their benefit or not for their benefit, and trying to define which things are considered burdens and the owner is not allowed to have them wear them on Shabbos. Among the items under discussion was a variety of methods in which the udder was covered, either because they wanted to tie it tightly to seal it up so that it would dry out and the animal would be able to conceive again, or it was tied loosely simply to preserve the milk and that things shouldn't get dirty. The Gemara branches off from that theme of the ability of a creation to be able to give milk and branches off to a miraculous story which actually opens up for us the entire concept of miracles in Jewish perspective. Starting in the wide lines, about halfway down on the page, at the end of a line where there's a two dots, Taf Resh Maisa, which stands for Tanu Rabbanon, a story that the Gemara will relate. So again, counting from the wide lines, it's probably about 10 lines into the wide at the end of a line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Maisa be'echad shemesa ishto. There was a story with a certain person whose wife died. V'hinicha ben linak. And she left over a son that had to be nursed. V'lo hayalo schar menika litein. And the husband was stuck in this quandary. He did not have enough money to pay a nursemaid. V'nase lo nes, and a miracle occurred for him. V'niftichu lo dadin kishnei dadei isha, and his chest developed the ability to nurse the child. V'enikes b'no, he nursed the child. He was in a case of duress. He didn't have the money, and Hashem provided nutrition for his child. Amar Rav Yosef, so the first reaction is, Bo re'e kama gadol adam zeh? Look how great this man is! Shenase lo neis kazeh, a miracle! It totally changes all of creation, that a father should be able to nurse the child, and that's what was necessary, and that's what happened. Amar le Abaye, Abaye responded with a different perspective. Adaraba, on the contrary, Kama gorua adam zeh. How low this is. Shenishtanu lo sidrei bereishis, that creation had to be changed on his behalf. And this is a very powerful perspective which Reb Tzadok HaKohen develops. It's printed in the Haggadah of Reb Tzadok HaKohen by the second coast, by the bracha on the second coast. He develops there a theme of which types of miracles are we proud of and which are we not. And apparently the Jew is truly proud of miracles that are within nature, things that are guised, cloaked in natural occurrences, as opposed to when Hashem has to do grand miracles which have no relationship to nature, to the way, the sequence that Hashem created the world. In other words, everything is a miracle. Hashem runs the world. But Hashem runs the world according to certain protocol, which he likes to stick to. And if he has to make an exception to that, is that something we're excessively proud of or not? Reb Tzadok points out that we recite the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'avoseinu, that Hashem made miracles for us in those days at this time, asking that Hashem make miracles for us again. We only say that on Hanukkah and Purim, and the type of miracles that we're asking for are those types of miracles where Hashem's hand was clear, but it was cloaked in nature. The story of Purim, Esther's in the right place at the right time, Mordechai, the right place at the right time, he once saved the life of the king, and the king turns on Haman. Everything looks natural, but if you look, you see Hashem's hand. But it's not grandiose in changing the order of nature. Likewise, Hanukkah, we pitched in, we fought a war. The miracle was obvious to anybody who looked, but it was still a war. It still was something veiled in nature. As opposed to something like Pesach, where Hashem brought the 10 Makos and then split the sea, so we don't make a Sha'asa Nisim on that, even though there were many miracles, but they're not the type of miracles, as Reb Tzaddik describes it, that we're proud of, that we ask for in the future. It's a different type of miracle. It's like a hands-off miracle. We just stand by as an audience and watch. And that's not the type of miracle that we're looking for. So if you look at this Gemara, on the one hand, for the man to have the ability to nurse is wow in capital letters. On the other hand, Abaya says, Kama gorua, it's degrading. On the contrary, as the Gemara will develop, it would have been much better if Hashem just gave him the money that he needed in order to naturally buy or hire someone who could nurse the child to provide the proper food. Amar Rav Huna bo re'ei, Rav Yehuda added, look, kama koshim is onosib shalodam shenishtanu alav sidrei bereishis. How hard it is to sustain a person that in this particular case, it was easier, so to speak, to have the man able to nurse than to provide the sustenance. A person should appreciate that even though Hashem provides all of us with sustenance, but it's considered a miracle. The Gemara in another place describes it that it's as great as Kriyas Yamsuf for Hashem to provide food for people. So even though he does it all the time, but we shouldn't lose sight. Amar Rav Nachman, it was easier for Hashem to make the miracle than to provide natural sustenance for this family. Let's squeeze in one more piece over here. Again, two very, very different perspectives. Again, it's almost like the first perspective, as you hear it, you think this one is for sure the right one. And then as you flip it, you suddenly realize that there's a totally different perspective. Just as in the first piece of Gemara, at first you think it's a grand miracle, something to be proud of. And then Abaye twirls it around and says, on the contrary, it would have been better to give him natural sustenance. So listen to this Gemara as well. Tanu Rabbanon, the beginning of a line. Maisa ba'odam echad, there was a story that a certain person got married, shanasa isha gidemes, and this woman was disfigured. She had a problem with her arm. Velohikir ba adyom mosa, and he literally did not know about it until the day she died. Amar Rav, so Rav said, bo re'ei kamatzanua isha zu. Wow, the woman must have been very tzniistic. She always kept herself covered. Shalohikir babayla, her husband didn't even know. Sounds like a great conclusion to the Gemara. She's a tzniistic woman. She's modest, she covers, very nice. And look how the Gemara flips it. Omalo ribchia, zudarka bekach. She has an injury, she doesn't want anybody to know. I don't know if you call that sneeze. That's what the woman's going to do if she has the injury. What's remarkable about the story, Reb Chiya said, is the man's behavior. He must have been sneistic. Shalohikir beishto, that he didn't even know that his wife had such an injury. Again, classic Talmudic passage, where on the one hand you look at it and you think you know the whole story, and then someone comes from a different perspective and adds a very unique twist, twirl, whatever you want to call it, a very new angle to what you thought you already had a handle on. Yeshua Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.